talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long time. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Back on the air, and we're going to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend, what's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Good morning. Well, that was another great hour of talk. I'm so proud to hear that. And what I wanted to touch on is that it just seems like, you know, us Americans are so good at not learning from history or paying attention, and sorry about that. They call it a
Yeah, what's on your mind, Dave? What's the issue today?
I just wish that we would have learned something from Fukushima. And I just wish that the people that live on these islands that are at risk as things get worse weather-wise, tornadoes, hurricanes, blah, blah. And I said this to my dead redneck friend a few years ago, which is that get the hell off of that island, whatever island it may be, and move, try to find a job somewhere mainland, kind of maybe up in the hills, and especially if you were in Jamaica or Haiti, which have a very bad geological problem that adds to when there's an earthquake or a tremors and stuff like that. They just need to get the hell out of there. I'm going to leave it there, man.
Yeah, thanks. You know, climate change, and it's there are geologic forces over and above climate change, but climate change, the truth of the matter is, if we continue the way we are, you know, there was an iceberg, so to speak, the size of the state of Delaware, that broke away from the Antarctic. When that happens, it raises the sea level all over the world eventually, and certainly in the Atlantic. And take a look. I don't know if you've ever been to Venice, Italy. I have. It's a beautiful city. But Venice is basically sinking. I mean, it's sinking in. They do their best, but Venice is not going to be around. St. Mark's Square, Napoleon described it as the living room of Europe. It's beautiful. You sit and have a cup of coffee and look around. Occasionally, it's under feet of water. And take a look at the East Coast of the United States. Take a look at Key West. Take a look at Miami. Take a look at the whole East Coast. Take a look at New York City. Take a look at Long Island. I mean, at some point in the distant future, that's going to be underwater. That is going to be underwater in the distant future. And here's a little fact that you want to make you feel real good. In 65 million years, okay, you're not going to be around, neither am I, Los Angeles will be near Borneo. Los Angeles will be near Borneo because there are tectonic plates that shift. At one point, there was only one continent. They called it Pangaea. It was 250 million years ago. One continent broke apart. South America and Africa broke apart. You can tell, look at the horn of South America fits into the whole sort of in Africa. Take a look at a map. That's in the distant future. But what you're talking about right now is absolutely imminent. And that is, if we don't do something about climate change and global warming, what's going to happen is that you're right. Some of the islands in the Caribbean, I mean, they're going to be tsunamis. There's going to be flooding. Eventually, they'll submerge. It's not going to happen in your lifetime or mine, but it's really going to impact poor people who live on coastal areas. And, you know, a lot of people on the right say, well, this isn't climate change in a bad way. This is not global warming. Every 10,000 years or so, 10,000 years ago, we had an ice age. Then we got warmer. Then you can get colder. Maybe you're getting a little warmer. You know something? Let's be real blunt and common sense with these guys. And that is, yes, there are underlying geological forces and climate forces that don't have anything to do with mankind. But there are climate forces that have a lot to do with mankind, including destruction of the ozone layer and global warming. So even if you think that somehow this is partly a natural phenomenon, why in heaven's name would you then say, okay, and we're going to make it worse by what we do as human beings? Why would you do that? Excellent point. Eastside Dave, as always, thank you for calling in. Some disturbing developments in foreign policy. In the last day, NATO jets had to scramble 10 times to intercept Russian military planes near NATO alliance airspace. There were Russian planes near Alaska. There are Chinese planes over Taiwan. And when they drove them away, there's mainland China. Both China and Taiwan are China. China's legal title is People's Republic of China. Taiwan's legal name is Republic of China. They're both claiming to be China. Chinese planes over Taiwan, they intercept the pilot. He says, Taiwan is ours. And then he flies away. Here's what's happening. Of even greater concern, there's been a large Russian military buildup of soldiers on the Ukraine border. And there's no indication that this is just a training exercise. And here's the problem. China and Russia have entered into an alliance, even though as late recently as 1969, they fought each other and killed each other in a war over an island that they both claim. They have nothing in common culturally, ethnically, religiously, but they have been driven together. And Trump is the reason, in my view. They detected weakness. There's absolutely no good faith in either one of them. When they detect weakness, they realize that Trump was successfully blackmailed by Russia. They started to push. They can't do that with Biden. But the question is, what are we as the United States willing to do? We've got to get NATO, and Biden's doing a good job in this, back on track with us. And the NATO planes that scramble were from Norway and Belgium, and even from Turkey. Turkey and Russia are sniffing around and sidling up to each other, but even Turkey, historically an enemy of Russia, we've got to be better at history. We've got to be better at managing antagonisms to our benefit. There's no reason why Turkey should be able to sidle up to Russia, and this time they did stand up to him. And what do we do if Russia goes into Ukraine? Not just the Crimea, I mean into Ukraine, going to Kiev. What if they go into Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and Poland, the way they occupied them from 1945 until the fall of the Berlin Wall, 1969 or thereabouts? You don't want a nuclear war. On the other hand, there has to be a feeling of strength on their part. Biden is slowly restoring that. I did not like the so-called summit with the Chinese in Alaska, where Blinken and Sullivan and the rest of them confronted the Chinese, and the Chinese went off on a rant and talked about the alleged terrible things in the United States, which were all the claims of the authoritarian left, you know, that we are somehow a racist and a country that the worst in the world and all that. Blinken should have stood up to him. What Blinken said instead was, well, we are dealing with our problems, you're not. Well, let me tell you something. You don't say that to the Chinese and the Russians that we're dealing with our problems. As far as they're concerned, we have no problems compared to what they do. We have no problems compared to what a Chinese or a jihadist government does. And we've got to put some muscle back in that. We've got to make it clear that if the Ruskies go into Ukraine or the rest of Eastern Europe, that NATO forces will oppose them. And we'll keep a dialogue. There won't be nuclear weapons involved. But don't think that somehow the peace after World War II, the Pax Americana, the American peace will last forever. Trump shredded it. Biden's trying to rebuild it, but the world is changing. So stand by. Going back to Washington, very favorable development. And this had not occurred to me. I don't know why it didn't occur to me, but it's a great idea. Biden, right after he took over, got hold of OSHA, and he said, why don't you issue a mask order for workplaces? That's great, because if OSHA does something That's semi-sacred. If OSHA says you can only have, you have to have a guard on this machine so the guy doesn't lose his fingers or something, and nobody's going to screw around with that. No judge is going to deal with that. And if OSHA says in a confined workplace, let's study it, and, with more than two people and this square feet and that, blah, 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 you got to wear masks. Who's going to overturn that? Theoretically, the Congress can. I don't see the Congress doing that. What does Voss do with that? What are the right-wing nut jobs in Florida, the anti-maskers in North Dakota, South Dakota do with that? Not much. They don't do much with that. OSHA was told by Biden on January 20, get going. He gave them to March 15, and they did not come up with a proposal by March 15. So let's get going, OSHA. Let's get going, OSHA. Mandate masks at workplaces as a safety measure for everybody. And then you are going to take hold of the anti-maskers. You are going to take hold of the right-wing nuts like DeSantis in Florida that's trying to sniff around and position himself for the Republican nomination for president. And you'll stick it to them. And if they disobey an OSHA order, those businesses are subject not just to prosecution, but they are subject to big fines. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.